Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. Speaking of optimizing performance, we now have trained AI sales and support agents ready to help you close more deals, reduce expenses, and free up your time for higher value tasks. To learn more about that, you can go to anabots.ai. Once again, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Dr. Daniel Trips. He is the crypto trainer that entry-level investors deserve. With a keen focus on breaking down the barriers to entry, Dr. Daniel is committed to demystifying crypto investing and stopping the gatekeeping of knowledge that can make investing in crypto seem impossible to those who are beginners. Dr. Daniel, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Oh, you know, I don't think I can come up with anything new, Josh, but my system is I leave notes for myself. So I just, you know, I use my own WhatsApp, I use my own text, whatever. I have one channel where I just keep plowing my ideas back, and then I just check it constantly and update it. Nothing magical there, but I like to talk to myself and I like to make sure I don't miss things. And I'm always with my phone. So when I have an idea that pop in my head, I just send myself a message and then I keep accumulating them till I go through them. And then the process just keeps going on and on and on.
Yeah. You know, I'm a little bit of the same way. And it's one of those things you say you're talking to yourself. I have a story about that in a second, but if you've got an idea, counting on your brain to remember it is a fool's errand. You know, write that stuff down and then commit yourself to going back and processing through, because not every idea you have is great, right? Some of it's just junk, but every once in a while you got an inspiration.
100%. The cool thing about text and WhatsApp is I always mark them as unread, because when you send them to yourself, sometimes they just pop up as read. But I just mark them as unread. I keep them there so I know, listen, I got my phone, I got to do it. And I get these ideas at all times of day and night too, Josh. And like you said, if I don't trust my memory one bit to remember any of this stuff. So putting it down on paper is definitely the key to success in my world.
So you sparked a memory for me when you said you talk to yourself a lot. So I used to run another podcast called How to Lose Money. We brought on investors and entrepreneurs and they share their major failure stories. One of my guests was a guy named Trevor Crane. And if you go and look up How to Lose Money with Trevor Crane, you'll find this episode. And this dude was absolutely insane. Like, I need to get him back on because he said one thing that stuck with me. I've never forgot this. What he does is he's a member of all of these secret masterminds. And he says, I'm in one mastermind that has Tony Robbins, Abraham Lincoln, and Gandhi in it. And I'm like, wait, what?
Okay.
And he says, no. Like, if you read these guys and you study these guys enough, you already know what they would say to you if you were to ask them a question. And so this, what the guy did is he bought a conference line and he would call them and he would talk to them. And then he would have them talk back to him.
Who's them? Himself?
Yeah, he would get his Tony Robbins voice. Now,
oh,
Trevor,
wow.
That's not what you need to be doing, man.
Dude, listen, scarily enough, if you think he's crazy, I have those conversations in my head all the time, man. Like,
yeah.
I get these conversations with myself. I get in arguments with myself all the time about work. I'm a bit of a workaholic. So I'm always like, okay, listen, do you really need to do that? Should you be doing it? I'm like, screw you, man. I'm never, you know, you're not getting me off this computer till I die, right? Like, I'm getting it all done today. And then the other half, and then always like, listen, if you're trying to get fit in the gym, are you going to work out for 15 hours in one day? That doesn't work yet, Chip. And I'm always like back and forth and arguing. No, I hear you. I just don't, literally, I don't call myself.
Yeah.
But if someone were to record the conversations, you'd hear more than a few people getting in arguments. Yeah. It's quite funny, but it's necessary. At least it is for me. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I asked him if he would send the recordings over and he said, no, I hope nobody ever finds them.
Yeah,
you sparked a really, really fond memory for me.
Yeah,
but it's like, the thing is, it's just kind of bringing it back to your point. Like, sometimes you need to have that conversation with yourself. And sometimes you're way, way smarter than you give yourself credit for. Like, if you give yourself a chance to really kind of rationalize through your process, you're going to be able to speak to the truth to yourself if you give yourself a chance. You know, you have enough information within you to know what's the right next thing to do.
Well, it's a lot of times too, what we don't realize is our initial thought is rarely our own thought. Our initial reaction to a stimulus or to a whatever, our initial thought is rarely our own. Generally, it's society's, or it's what's supposed to be, or it's our parents, or it's our influencers in our world. And then sometimes I need to go through two or three or four responses to kind of like let them out and to kind of really dig at what, how I feel about something or what I really think. And it's a process, depending on how many layers there is. And those that have, you know, their initial thoughts being their true thoughts, good for them. But that's that takes a bit of work for me. So these conversations are essential for me getting at, you know, my own values or what I actually think, or doing the things that are best for me as opposed to what I just think I should be doing or answering or going through it. I'm not sure if that makes sense, but
yeah,
it's a lot of conversations upstairs for me.
Yeah, definitely. And I know that a lot of people have conversations and they have fears around investment opportunities and specifically cryptocurrency. You know, another quick story. I had a friend of mine approach me about investing in crypto in 2017. And I thought, I don't know anything about this. And then I watched Bitcoin go up $1,000 every day for a while. And I'm like, crap. And so by the time it was time for me to get in, I'm like, I don't know about this. It's going to drop any day now. And then I waited and I waited and I waited until December 2017. I finally got in, and you probably know what happened next. And I learned my lesson, but I didn't learn my, I learned my lesson, but I learned it the wrong way, because crypto drops to like nothing. It hit like 18K. Bitcoin hits like 18K, and then it drops down to like nothing. It's at 3K. And then I got friends talking about investing in it at 3K. I'm like, nah, man, that ship sailed. That ship sailed. Yeah. I'm not buying Bitcoin for $3,000 in 2018.
Yeah. Not when a decade ago it was like it was free pretty much.
Yeah.
Listen, man, these conversations that you talk about, you have with yourself, I have with myself every day, and I have to have them with myself because I actually lead a team too. I, you know, through the programs, and I do ongoing, you know, monthly coaching post program. I have to have conversations with myself all the time to make sure that I'm coming to, you know, working through this. So when I present sort of like my real thoughts to people, they're more level-headed. This FOMO business, these fears, you know, 99% of them, they're just not real. I always say, you know, the reason crypto is a mystery the way it was for me is because it's in the dark. We don't really understand it. So what I want to do is take a light and flash it. And anything that's scary or mysterious or you know, we don't know about can be scary. But when you put a light on it and you look at it, most things that are scary aren't really that scary. And it's just about education, understanding. Knowledge is power, especially in crypto. And I always tell everybody, listen, you know, don't say you want to invest in crypto. Don't say you don't want to invest. What you should do, if you're curious, say, I want to get educated. I just want to learn a little bit about it. So if I understand it, then I can choose if it's right for me or not. Because even for me, I was so resistant to it. I mean, I was a dentist for 20 years. My buddy's just like, crypto, 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 crypto. I'm like, leave me alone, leave me alone. Then he makes a bazillion dollars. I'm not talking six figures, right? And I'm like, maybe I'll pay attention, right? So, and even when I was going into it, I was dipping my toes slowly, slowly trying to figure it out. Got really upset, Josh, because, you know, crypto is, in dentistry, everything's simple, man. You know, if you wanted to learn how to do a crown and you're a dentist, you go online, you find out like the best people who are doing crowns, you pay them some money, they teach you. You want to do root canal, same thing. You want to do dentures, same thing. You want to learn crypto, good luck. I was online.
You want to learn crypto and you end up watching like videos on Discord from some 12-year-old. Yeah. Who
legitimately knows more than we do.
You don't even know what he's saying half the time. Yeah.
Legitimately still knows probably more than what we do. And I couldn't find anyone. So after I went through it and I was like, man, there needs to be a better way. I'm like, you know what? If no one's going to do it, I'm going to do it. And the way I do it too, it's so different. If you ask 10 people how to invest in crypto, you're going to get 50 different answers. I just pick one little narrow sort of piece of it where you need so little time as a busy professional. So I want to work with people who are busy or careers, have jobs, entrepreneurs, business owners, even people who are busy at home, and just have a little bit of time to like, man, teach me what to do. And then I just want to check in every day and make sure I can do it. So the way I teach it, you know, you can double, triple your investment with less than 10 minutes a day after the program. There's really, once you're set up, there's not much to it, but it's just this little piece of crypto I found that works really well for busy people. And it's very conservative in related to a, you know, less, you know, less conservative industry. It's easy to do. It's fun. And I enjoy teaching it, and I enjoy meeting people like you and all the people I work with is fun. It reminds me of my dentistry days. I used to do 100+ consults a month, and I had a good time, you know, back then. And I met so many people. So it's been a bunch of years, but doing this program's got me to connect with people all around the world, and lots of yapping, lots of this sort of stuff. And it's fun.
So tell us, dive into just a little bit of detail here on, you said that there's kind of a more conservative way that you can get in there and learn in 10 minutes, you can start planting the seeds to getting an ROI. Tell us a little bit more.
Oh, heck yeah. I do a 1 week program. So it's just 1 week. I teach everything you need to learn in 1 week for this specific technique. But are you familiar with the stock market? Obviously. Yes. So, yeah. So the way I view crypto is the same way as you view the stock market. I'm going to keep this really succinct. In the stock market, there are tickers. The tickers represent, you know, the companies in the stock market, Apple, Tesla, Microsoft, Google. We're all familiar with those. Crypto, same thing. You look at the letters in crypto, BTC, LTC, XRP, just view those as tickers the same way as they are in the stock market. Forget coins and tokens. Just look at these tickers represent an asset within the crypto industry. So in crypto, we have this beautiful thing called a bull and a bear cycle, as you found out on the tail end, on the wrong end, when you invested at the end of a bull, and then you began the bear, everything sunk. So what we want to do is understand the cycles, and we know the bull is coming this year. In the next 6 to 9 months, it's happening. So what we do is I help people understand the market, how cherry pick the most likely ones. And I'm talking like I've curated a very short list. That is, I mean, there's no guarantees, but based on history and all data and all the experts, these short list of tokens and coins will do 2 to 3x in the upcoming bull. Very conservative. So the way I teach people is just listen, get set up and just check in. If anything dips or goes down, accumulate a little bit and save it. And then you just wait, just like the stock market. You buy stuff. If there's a stock market crash yesterday, you'd buy a bunch of things. You'd wait for it to go up and you'd sell it. Same thing with me. We cherry pick these like really solid projects in crypto. We buy them, we accumulate them, keep them aside. And when the bull run goes up, you just sell them. You're never going to time the bottom, you're never going to time the top, but you're going to buy low, you're going to sell high, and you're going to get out. It's perfect for professionals. Every professional I work with, dentist, doctor, engineer, teacher, you name it, contractors, everyone's like, when I pull back the curtain and they look at it, they're like, no. There's got to be more to it than that. I'm like, yeah, there's way more to it if you want to. But, you know, I've simplified this to take a very complex industry and really kind of made it very easy for people to access, to get the lucrative returns without having to go through the hell trying to learn it on your own. Like, it is not fun learning it on your own, making the mistakes I made. And if I can help people get to that point, it excites me. And obviously, I have an advanced program for people who want to do more or invest more, not invest more, who want to look for, you know, avenues for bigger returns. It's the same principle, just apply to smaller cap projects that are going to give bigger returns. And again, I've curated lists there of the best ones, you know, on those two, but that takes a little bit more effort and a little bit more education. But the 1 week program is like your perfect, you know, your perfect step into this world with someone like me guiding you to make sure you don't make all the stupid mistakes, costly mistakes that I made, and to benefit from this bull run without having to like spend years trying to educate yourself on it.
I love that. And so tell us, where can we go to learn more about this, this course and get access to it?
Yeah, man, come see me, cryptoprogram.ca. cryptoprogram.ca. I give free training. So you come in, you opt in, I'll send you a 20-minute, you know, video. I've done, it's my fifth iteration of it. So it's really well done. And it just basically lays out everything for you so you can understand. And if you're like, yeah, I get it. That's all free. By the way, you don't pay anything for it. You're like, I really want to do this. And you set up a call with me, which is also free. We chat about it. And if you go and you educate yourself, you're like, no, I'm not interested. Well, there's nothing ventured, nothing lost. You know, you get a little bit more education on a subject that you're in the dark about, and you benefit from it by knowing a little bit more about it and coming to a decision, because any decision is better than indecision, as you know, right? So don't spin on crypto, right? Make a decision one way or the other. And if I can be the person to help you go forward or just put it aside and say, no, I'm not interested in it, I think it'd be great.
You're speaking directly to my heart on that one. You know, sometimes the most important thing you have to do is make a decision. And actually, that's a conversation that I was having. I run a sales team for one of my clients, and we were having that conversation. And like, you know, there's no science behind this, but after taking tens of thousands of sales calls, here's what it comes down to. You're going to get one out of five people. If you're pretty good, you're going to get one out of five people you talk to say yes, as long as they're qualified. And you're going to get one out of five people to say no. And that leaves the other three. And the other three aren't going to make any decision at all. And your only job is not to get more people to say yes. It's to get more people to make a decision, to decide. Because 100%. The hardest thing, 60% of the people who show an interest in something never take any action at all, yes or no, positive or negative, because they're terrified of committing to anything. And so whatever decision you make is fine. Just don't be in that majority of people who just never decide anything. And so that's my advice for literally anything in life, including if it's investing, whether it's crypto or any other asset class.
Yeah. For me, it's, you know, and ultimately, so people know, any decision will lead to the right decision. And this is something people miss. Imagine in a relationship. I always tell people, if you're in a relationship, you're not sure what to do, make a decision, because it doesn't matter. If you recommit to the person, right, eventually, it doesn't, if it's not going to work, you're just going to leave. You're like, this isn't the right move. If you leave the person, you're going to be like, holy shit, I made a mistake. You're going to go back. But any decision is better than indecision, because indecision keeps you in the spin cycle. But any decision will ultimately take you to the right decision. But you just have to take that first step, which takes, as you said, you know, a bit of courage, because it's tough to do and scary. But I'm glad that you're encouraging people to make moves and make decisions.
Hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Dr. Daniel, for joining us and sharing some wisdom on how he gets stuff done. For those of you who are interested in learning more about investing in cryptocurrency, you can go to cryptoprogram.ca. Is that right?
Sure is.
Cryptoprogram.ca. Whether you're on your morning commute, you're in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you're looking to boost your sales, cut your costs, and free up your time for higher value tasks, get yourself an Anabot. You can learn more by going to anabots.ai. Hey, that's it for this episode. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.